Because I want to praise you, you will let me leave. Psalm 150 verse 6 said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So everything that wants to praise the Lord must have breath. Everyone, everybody who wants to praise the Lord must have breath. Praise carries preservation power. Praise carries protection power. Praise carries defense power. People who understand praise and worship are preserved by their praise. They are kept alive by their praise. Somebody testified, a brother in our Dynamis church in Lafayette, he must be watching right now. I think it was his sister-in-law that passed. And they asked him to bring his car and pick her from the mortuary. And he said, I am not a mortuary attendant. And my car is not an ambulance. But I'm going to pick her. So she picked her and put her in the car with the worship. Metumakagi Eze Metumakagi Eze Metumakagi Onyenemema Metumakagi Akagi Akagi Touch me with your hand, oh Lord. Touch me with your hand, with your hand. Oh. And when the song came there, it came to that place and the dead sneezed back. eject back to life inside that vehicle. I am not a mortician. My car is not an ambulance. If they're asking me to come and carry this dead, it means that dead is meant to be raised. There is power in praise to preserve. Power in praise to keep alive. Now I prophesy to everyone here today. Whatever the devil has taken from you is returning back. I prophesy life back to life. I prophesy energy back to energy. I prophesy strength back to strength. You believe that? Say the Lord and say amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And that person jets back to life. There is power in praise to preserve, power in praise to keep alive. David was called the sweet psalmist of Israel. In Second Samuel chapter 23 verse 1, we look at the words. Now this be the last words of David. David the son of Jesse said, and the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel. That was his official title. He lived a life of praise. He loved praise. He praised God. He wrote songs. He sang the songs. He coordinated and conducted choir. He set up a 4,000 membership choir that sang by rotation for 40 years. That was David. He invented music equipment. He didn't know what to do with himself as far as praise was concerned. In Psalm 34 and in verse 1, he said, I am going to worship God continually. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. In Psalm 71 and in verse 6, David was speaking again. And he said, by thee have I been holding up from the womb. You are the one who took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. And then in Psalm 71 and in verse 14, he's speaking further. Talked about how, but I will hope continually, and I will yet praise thee more and more. And in Psalm 119, verse 164, he says, seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. What did praise do for this man as far as life was concerned? Praise kept him alive until he died in good old age. That was 1 Chronicles chapter 29 from verse 27 all the way to verse 28. 1 Chronicles 29, 27. He said, and the time that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years reigned he in Hebron. And 33 years he reigned in Jerusalem. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, honor. And Solomon his son reigned in his stead. Now this passage would not have made too much meaning if he was an old man who just lived in the village somewhere at the backside of a particular village and only went to farm in the morning and came back and didn't look for anybody's trouble, and they said he died in good old age. That is normal. But you are talking about a man who fought 66 battles. You are talking about a man who confronted the Philistines, confronted the Ammonites, confronted the Amalekites, confronted every confrontable. You are talking about a man who face to face fought with lions and fought with bears. A man who took on the captain of the whole country by name Goliath. You are talking about a man that escaped the javelin of an envious Saul. How many times you are talking about a man whose own son by the name Absalom rose up to kill his father. His own son again, Adonijah, the son of Haggith, rose up to kill his father and take his place. You are talking about a man who lived in the midst of danger permanently. And you said he died in good old age. That none of the wars could kill him. None of the wars could kill him. None of the wars could kill him. No Goliath could kill him. No lion could kill him. No bear could kill him. You are talking, his son couldn't kill him. Now the worst form of conspiracy is household conspiracy. They conspired. Joab, the chief of army staff, lined up with Adonijah, the son of Haggith, and all of them. And they couldn't kill this man. He survived all of them, passed through all of them, and died at his own time. That is power, man. Who is against you that you are thinking of dying? Take your seat. One tiny witch from the village and you are thinking of death. One small dream you dreamt and death is on your mind. We are talking of a man who lived inside death and death couldn't kill him. By the power of praise. If there is no reason why you should praise God for the sake of your life. Let me give you five connections of praise. Or how does praise preside? Number one, praise secures the presence of God. And the presence of God carries preservation power. Praise secures the presence of God. Psalm 89 verse 15 said, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabits the praises. Psalm 89 verse 15. Blessed is the people that love the joyful sound, that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Praise secures the presence of God. We read in 2 Chronicles chapter 5 and from verse 13 all the way to verse 14. How that when the people of God began to praise and to worship, the house was filled with a cloud. And the glory of the Lord filled the house like a smoke. Now, praise attracts the presence of God. And the presence of God carries preservation power. You remember Psalm 91 verse 1 and 2. It said, he that dwelleth in the secret place, anybody who lives with God or lives around God, he said, he shall abide under the shadow of Shaddai. The Almighty is El Shaddai. He said, he dwells in the secret place, he shall abide under the shadow of the El Shaddai. And anybody who dares El Shaddai shall die. You cannot dare El Shaddai and not die. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of El Shaddai. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Take your seat. Praises are not easily wastable. They're not wastable. They are not. If it was not so, we would have gone since. All the witches and the demons and the occult and all the would have gone since. See what happened. Somebody sent a credit by mistake to a relation of mine who bears the same surname. And he said to the person, did you mean to send me a credit? I don't know you. You send the credit back. And the man said, oh, are there still people like that in this country that can you can send something to them mistakenly and they return it back to you? Who are you? He said, my name is so-and-so and so Enenche. He said, do you know Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche? He said, this Enenche, is he related to Dunamis? I said, yes. He said, it's my brother. He said, I see. He said, do you know him? He said, I know him. From where? The man is a demonic agent in the realm of the spirit. He's a high priest of a setting altar. He said, are you a Christian? He said, no. He's so-and-so person in so-and-so. He said, then how do you know him? He said, I know him. I know him. I know. Is he really? Because they have suffered in our hands. The man is over 90 years old. So he asked the man, will you give your life to Christ? The man said, no. He preached to him about some several months later, the man came under torment and called him back and said, I want to give my life to Christ. And I want to give my life to Christ. He was surprised that a person has connected in that realm. I said, and I asked, I said, what happened? He said, he knew you from the realm of the spirit dealing with their altars. Somebody was kidnapped by ritualists and they saw the name of this church on his body. Say, are you from Dunamis? Dr. Pastor Paul mentioned that set our altars on fire, we'll deal with you. That set our altars on fire, that has been setting our altars on fire. Some of you heard the testimony. But they couldn't do anything. They couldn't do anything because we heard the testimony. God delivered the person and came here. So I'm saying if they were powerful enough, some of us won't be alive. The power of praise, the power of worship, plus the power of faith and prayer is stronger than any occultic power. You shall be preserved. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. We're having a program somewhere. A girl, a lady who was a member of our church, whose mother was the head, the chairman of the witches. The governed people called and said, now that your pastor has finally killed our leader. Killed our leader. Now that is so well done. Well done. They couldn't threaten her because they know she was connected with danger, connected with fire. Everybody looking for you shall be buried in this season. You are saying amen, say it like a believer. Shout it like a believer. Take your seat. Praise attracts the presence of God. Number two, praise invites God into battles and brings destruction to the enemy. That is how praise preserves you. Your praise invites God into your battles. In 1 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 21 all the way to verse 22. 2 Chronicles 20, 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers to the Lord, and they should praise the beauty of holiness. And they went out before the army to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began, you know the story, Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, that came against Judah were smitten. And they fought each other until they finished each other. When you are a worshipper, you don't have battles to fight. Now, and if you have battles to fight, the one you worship takes over your battle. And whenever God takes over, it is over. Worship places on you a victory mantle. Your praise. Number three. Praise imparts supernatural strength needed to turn the battle to the gates of the enemy. Now, apart from God fighting your battle for you, yourself, you are loaded with strength. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10 said, the joy of the Lord shall be your strength. And when people, so when you praise God, you gather strength, you muster strength. And when strength comes, battles become cheap. Isaiah chapter 28 verse 5. Look at what scriptures tells us. It says, in that day shall the Lord of hosts be for us a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people. He will be for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and he will impart strength to him that turned the battle to the gate. So praise releases upon you strength, and strength makes you to push the enemy back to where they came from. Your life cannot be a battleground. Somebody say amen. Amen. The gates of the enemy, that is where the battle shall be. Anybody looking for strength here tonight, receive it. Receive it, receive it. Receive it, receive it. Receive the strength to finish that battle. So, as you worship God, you do not see your battles by faith. And if some battles persist, both the strength you carry and Jehovah, the man of war, levels the battle. Somebody say amen. Amen. You cannot be a worshipper and be a weakling. You can't be a spiritual weakling as a worshipper. You cannot be a praiser and be powerless. There is a dimension of strength you gather by the frequency of praise. And that is coming for somebody here tonight. And if you are the one, say aloud, amen. What happens, number four? Praise brings strategic direction for the aversion of defeat and destruction. Praise brings strategic direction for the aversion of defeat and destruction. What does that mean? That this praise has the power to give you the direction that can make you escape defeat. Praise has the power to give you the direction that can make you escape destruction. Israel was in battle one time in 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15 all the way to verse 18. He said, but now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him, and he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, you shall not see wind, you shall not see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water that you may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beast. And then what next? And this is a lighting in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites into your hands. They were in battle. There was no water. And he said, look, this is what to do. Fill the dig ditches. Water will come. But for your further information, those looking for you, you will bury them. One of our greatest assets in battle is strategy. One of your greatest assets in destiny is direction. To know what to do is to live where you are. To know what to do is to avoid the traps of the enemy. And when you are a worshiper, when you are a praiser, on a continuous, consistent basis, your life is flooded. The other day, after praying and after worshiping, I was just there, and the Lord flooded me with light and insight and revelation and direction. And I was writing at the frequency of light. Because at times, you are unable to write as fast as it is coming. But I wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote. And then 2 nights later, God showed my wife in revelation what he gave me in instruction, in information. So, she's telling me what she saw in vision, and I am telling her what I received by direction. And it was... Are you following what I'm saying? You say, exactly. This was the word he used. This was the word he used. This was how he said it. And this was what I saw. It is sweet. You have a sweet self. Everyone today at any junction of decision, after tonight's praise, before you wake up in the morning, direction shall come. Everybody trusting God for light and insight that will cause you to escape the trap the devil set for you. That light and that insight is coming your way. Amen. Are you saying amen? You could make it louder. Amen. A louder believer say amen. Amen. Take your seat. Finally, praise imparts life. That is life directly. One day Hezekiah was sick. King Hezekiah was sick unto death. And the Lord asked the prophet Isaiah, go and tell him to set his house in order, because he shall die and not live. Isaiah recorded it in Isaiah chapter 38 verse 9. From verse 1 he said, in those days, let's start from this. Was Hezekiah sick unto death? And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set your house in order. For thou shall means by dole. Thou shall. That is dolaciously. This death is confirmed. You shall die. Not live. And it is El Shaddai saying you shall die. That is doubly confirmed. You see, there are situations in life that people think are not reversible. This was not a man who spoke. It is not the threat of an assassin. It's not a threat of a killer. It is a threat. It is not a threat. It was the promise of the owner of life who said, you shall die. Now look at verse 9. Let's cut off the details. The writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, when he had been sick and he was recovered. He recovered of that sickness. What did he do? He said, he's talking to God, I said in the cutting off of my days, I shall go to the gates of the graves. Why am I deprived? That is inferred. I am deprived of the balance of my years. What I do? What did I do? I said, I shall not see the Lord. Even the Lord in the land of the living. I will not be old man no more with the inhabitants of the world. Is that what you are talking about? My age is departed. Why? He kept talking and talking and talking. God was watching him until he hit the nail on the head in verse 18. He just went straight and made the point. Bam! For the grave cannot praise you. Cannot celebrate you. They that go down into the pit, Lord, you say I should die. I want to praise you. In the grave, can I praise you? Can death celebrate you? They that go into the pit, they cannot have hope for your truth. The living, if you allow me to live, I tell you, the living, He, that is me, shall praise you, as I am doing right now. The Father to the children shall make known thy truth. And the Lord was ready to save me. Therefore, we will sing my songs to the string instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. Woo! Where it was first recorded in Chronicles, he said, God told him, turn back and tell him, I add 15 more years to his life. Praise will add years to years. Add life to life. Add strength to strength. Take your seat. Now this is real. Don't look older than your age. True bitterness. True murmuring. True refusal to be happy. If Jesus tarries to come. When I am 70 years. So is that a teenager? No. It's a 70-ager. Hey! Is that a teenager? No. It's an 80-ager. 90-ager. 100-ager. Hey! And then young men will be running after you. So, young man, are you coming at all? Just bouncing. Are you coming? Am I communicating? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, who forgiveth all thy, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeems your life as you are blessing him. He will redeem your life from destruction. He will crown you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Now look at this. He satisfies your mouth with kuli puli and gari. With agidi and goro. He satisfied thy mouth with good things so that you can become old on time. So that you can become old and wretched and wrinkled on time. So your praise can renew your age. Can renew your age. Can renew your age. I see renewal coming for somebody. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Some people will be concerned. Ah, last week was, the other week was very hectic convention. And now service and everything started full blast. You haven't rested at all. Are you not tired? The dancing should show you the tiredness. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. So that we can have the time to praise God tonight. Let me give you three counsels. First and foremost, defend your praise. The reason is, there are many things that will try to confront your praise. The devil will be glad if you are sad. You heard not what I said. The devil will be glad if you are sad. The happiness of the devil is your gloominess. Your gloominess is his happiness. You must defend your praise. For what reason? Three reasons. First, defend your praise to defend your strength. If you need strength, you need praise. Fight for your praise so that your strength can be intact. Second, you defend your praise to defend your victory. Because in your praise is your victory. If you allow your praise to be attacked unto elimination, then you become a perpetual victory of defeat. Third, defend your praise to defend your life. Your life, your life, your very life. Depression can kill people. I've seen people depressed to death. Suicide is a function of depression. All manner. I remember some years ago, young lady told me, he said, can you help me ask God? Does he remember that I exist? Let him just confirm if he is aware that I'm around. Does God know? She was so depressed, nothing could encourage her. She passed on without sickness. Depressed to death. Who says that God is not aware that you exist? The one who says the hairs on your head are numbered. Not just counted, numbered. Number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. Defend your praise. To defend your strength. To defend your ruggedity, your kakrakarity, your alacrity. Defend your praise. To defend your victory. Battles of life don't serve notice. So that you are equal to urgencies, equal to emergencies. Ready to go. Defend your praise so you can defend your life, your very life. So that you don't put your life at risk. Defend your praise. Number two, praise deliberately. I've said first thing, and I mentioned three things on that. And then second is to praise deliberately. What does that mean? Don't wait to feel praisey. I'm not feeling praisey. I'm not just feeling anything. Spirit Figueroa says, if I wait for the Holy Ghost to move me, if he doesn't move me, I move him. If he doesn't move me, I move him. If he doesn't come on me, I will do things that will cause him to walk. If he doesn't move me, I move him. Huh? See the way criminals say, police say, criminal, move or I move you. The feeling does not come. Come the feeling. Am I communicating? Praise deliberately. And you can do that by at least identifying one thing to be grateful for. You don't have something to be grateful for. Listen. You say you don't have job. You are sad. Now. There is somebody who doesn't have job. Who also needs 20,000 to 60,000 a week to urinate. Because he has no job and kidney also failed. That will never be your portion. It will never be your portion. It doesn't matter what is not working in your life. There is at least something working. That's why you are seated here now. Something is working. Something is working. Thank God for what is working. And he will work what was not working. Is God speaking to somebody here? Thank God for what is working. Thank God for what is correct. And he will correct what was not correct. Praise deliberately. Somebody say aloud, amen. Praise God deliberately. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Praise God deliberately. And finally, praise uprightly. Uprightly. Real praise cannot flow with guilt. The truth of the matter is, in Psalm 96 and in verse 9, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. How many of you know that you are not really free with somebody you have really offended? I'm sure that is normal. That is, you really offended the person. And he's coming and say, oh boy, how now? I like you, man. You are just a great guy. I just want to tell you something, eh? Is that how it happens? No. You are moving Nicodemusly. You don't even want your part and his part to cross. In case he asks you of the money you borrowed, you refuse to pay. That is how it is with God. If your heart is not clear, your praise is not strong. Your praise is not forceful. Your praise lacks the force and the acceptability. That is why he said, worship God in the beauty of holiness. Am I communicating at all? And if the devil wants to render your praise useless, he makes your conscience unclean. A perpetually unclean conscience is a perpetually useless praise. Your leg is dancing and God is saying, what is that guy? Angel, can you ask me, what is that one doing there? Is there exercise going on? Is there a new type of workout? How many of you know that people do workout with music? He said, is that person, is it a workout? Is the church now a place for exercise? Is that, where is their trainer? That will never be your portion. God will see your praise in your dance. And see your dance in your praise. How many of you want to secure some victory right now? Stand on your feet in the shout of praise. Take your seat for the sake of the scarcity of... You believe that strength is about to come on you. Victory is about to come on you. Fresh life is about to come. And some devils are about to fight themselves. Stand up with a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. I want us to hit the road running. How many of you are ready to get direction? Some strategic direction. Some strategic direction is about to come for you. Within the next 7 to 8 minutes, I'd like you to praise like you haven't done before. Again, if you have testimonies yet to be shared, our officers will pick those testimonies at this testimony gate here, and your testimonies will never lack. All the people watching online, via Facebook, the YouTube, and all the media around the world, dance in front of your television like we are doing here. Do in front of your phone, if you are watching with a phone. Just join us and be sure that you are part of what you are doing. And all the dynamic churches around the world, let's join forces together and chase the devil back to hell. Walk to 7 people, tell them, I want to praise God. I want to praise God. Let's go.
Somebody give the Lord a shout.
It's all about my strength and my Lord. Let I'm here today. You are the reason why I live. You are the reason why I live. Through so many, many, many times of the weekend, I am alive and well today. I am heard to
say, it's from the mindset.
Many, 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 many,